Although it was evidently impossible in the end. Over the biggest record-setting Memorial Day weekend at the theaters in history.
Oh.
Tom Cruise did not come in with the number one movie.
Number two.
Dang it.
Yeah. I bet he's taken that so well, too, today.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that he was beat by Lilo and Stitch, the live adaptation of it. Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, still did well, nearly $78 million, but Lilo and Stitch almost doubled that.
Oh, dear. Well, there's two of them.
There
and
is.
Tom's a little guy.
Yeah, well, don't tell him. Yeah,
right, I'm just,
he's got lifts. He's got lifts.
Okay.
But maybe it's past his prime. Moviegoers, I saw, you know, not buying it necessarily, even though he does all the crazy stunts. And maybe we're here. And this was the final Mission Impossible. We still have more Top Guns to do. We still have more Tom Cruise running scenes. Is he past his prime for Mission Impossible? Well, that's our Tuesday morning. Top 10 on subject for the writing staff to be so preoccupied with, but that's what they gave us.
I can't wait.
Thank you. Me too. Tuesday morning, Top 10, straight from the home office there in Granbury, Texas. The Top 10 signs, Tom Cruise, too old for even the latest final Mission Impossible movie. I don't want to be mean about this or anything, but you know, we all hit that point that maybe, hey, maybe wear some longer shorts or something, you know? Top 10 signs Tom Cruise too old for the latest Mission Impossible movie, such as...
Number 10!
Well, most dangerous stunt he did, because he does his own stunts.
Oh, yeah.
Most dangerous stunt was when he was hanging off the back of his... mobility scooter. That was a little... tenuous.
Uh-huh.
It was scary. I'll give him that.
Number nine.
They can go fast nowadays.
Number nine sign, Tom Cruise. Maybe a little bit past his prime when it comes to it. Too old. At the Dallas screenings that he attended last week, he kept complaining that the movie volume was just way too loud.
Uh-huh.
It was just too much up there.
Number eight.
Turn that racket down.
Number eight is the final appearance as Ethan Hunt in these Mission Impossible movies. Moviegoers realized... there's like zero 60-plus-year-olds named Ethan. Just none.
Number six.
We're not there yet. Tom can't count.
Number seven.
Thank you. Number seven sign. Instead of converting moviegoers to Scientology this Memorial Day weekend, instead promoted an exciting new offer to retirees for extended life insurance.
Ooh,
and that's very important.
You do need that.
He's got a great deal. Call the number.
Last will and testament.
On your screen.
I can't wait.
Easy monthly payments.
Number six
sign Tom Cruise is getting too old for the Mission Impossible movie franchise. Well, Bill Belichick's girlfriend has her sights set on him now.
Yeah, Jordan.
Number five.
The classic, do I cut the red wire, do I cut the blue wire scene was interrupted when Tom just yelled at some kids to get off his lawn.
Number four,
chase scenes involved him driving slow in the left lane with the blinker on.
These things happen.
Well, what?
Number three,
when this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds, it's now followed by, wait, can you say that again? What? Now, five, four, three, two, one, what number?
5 seconds is a long time.
Number two, the biggest twist in the plot. Tom actually forgot what the mission was in the first place. And then finally,
number one.
Sign that Tom Cruise just too old to do these Mission Impossibles.
Number one.
The real impossible mission, making Botox expressions look intense.
Ooh. It can be a challenge.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We'll see you at the movies.
In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.